Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Kenai Parks and Recreation is excited to announce the installation of a new inclusive seesaw at Kenai Municipal Park. This new playground equipment is designed to accommodate children of all ages and abilities, fostering an inclusive environment where everyone can play together. In November, the Kenai City Council received a $20,000 grant from Marathon Corporation, which was designated to purchase playground equipment. Parks and Recreation Director Tyler Best said that an all-inclusive seesaw was decided to be the new addition to the playground.
It has colors, it has sensory, and it's highly accessible at that park, and it also fell within that price range that we were able to get the grant for. So it seemed like this piece of equipment hit the biggest age range and the biggest user groups is why we selected it.
The new seesaw has numerous accessibility features, including promoting social interaction, physical play, and most importantly, fun for all. The Parks and Recreation Department's efforts to create an inclusive playground is a tremendous benefit to Kenai, said Bruce Jackman, general manager of Marathon's Kenai Refinery. As a community partner for over 50 years, we're grateful for the opportunity to contribute. We believe in supporting initiatives that promote key focus areas, including thriving communities, and this enhancement to local recreation options is a great example of that. To celebrate this new exciting addition, a ribbon-cutting ceremony will be held on Thursday, June 27th at 1 p.m. at the Kenai Municipal Park. The Kenai Peninsula Borough has tabled the proposed bed tax resolution. For more, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A resolution that aimed to bring a bed or lodging tax to the Kenai Peninsula Borough was tacitly kicked down the road after a lengthy discussion between public commenters and assembly members during the last assembly meeting on June 18th. Assembly Vice President Tyson Cox and Assembly Member Brent Hibbert's resolution sought to add a bed tax measure to the ballots in the fall 2024 elections. According to Cox, the justification for such a measure was twofold. First, Cox said the tax would bring the borough an estimated $5.3 million in revenue. Second, he believes the tax would offset increased visitor-generated costs incurred by the borough during summers. Kenai resident Dwayne Bannock provided itemized criticisms of the resolution, pointing out several contradictions between the borough code and the resolution on the table, including the assertion that visitors to the borough are not covering the costs associated with their presence on the peninsula.
I challenge you to support the language. Visitors create a large demand on borough roads, senior services, hospital, and disaster services. I encourage you to especially consider that sales tax collected on food, fuel, lodging, and other items likely exceeds the old costs directly attributed to the visitors themselves.
Assemblymember Peter Ribbons shared questions about the resolution that came up in committee.
One of the points we discussed quite a bit is that it would be nice if we had some additional data on what the actual costs to the borough were from tourists. The second point was justification of the up to 12% tax. Another one was incorporating hospitality business ideas into the ballot initiative. Another one was what the immediacy was for the resolution to be on the ballot in 2024.
The resolution was ultimately tabled by a 6-3 vote. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game, Division of Sport Fish, is currently accepting proposals for the 2025 Kenai Peninsula Habitat Rehabilitation and Protection Cost Share. The submission deadline is 5 p.m. Saturday, September 30th. Funds are limited and not all projects can be funded. However, selected landowners could have up to 50% of the cost of their project reimbursed. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Wednesday.